And now this is a dictation for Debra, D-E-B-R-A, DePue, D as in David, E-P-U-E, May 9, 59. Address as a letter to Stacy, S-T-A-C-E-Y, Carstensen, C-A-R-S-T-E-N-S-E-N, 588-5052. Dear Stacy, follow up for Debbie with hypercalcemia and chronic kidney disease. Last visit in May. Denies hospital visit. Minor nocturia. I did an extensive review, system being negative. Present medication, full dose of lisinopril. Norvasc, low dose of metoprolol. Present weight 168, blood pressure by nurse 126/82, at home 120/130/70, alert oriented time 4, no respiratory distress, lung cardiovascular no abnormalities, no edema non focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. From July, creatinine stabilizing or improving 1.32, representing a GFR of 45 stage 3. Electrolyte acid base was normal, albumin calcium normal, liver function test not elevated. No gross anemia, normal white blood cell platelet. Good control of cholesterol. No evidence of monoclonal protein. There is no albumin in the urine. Last A1C at 6.4. Prior assessment, PTH-related protein not elevated. At the time of calcium elevation, PTH was not completely suppressed. An example will be in March, calcium was 10.3, and PTH expected to be probably less than 20 was at 34.6. Imaging for nuclear medicine imaging for parathyroid, no adenoma. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute and chronic renal failure at the time of hypercalcemia. Maybe a component of minor primary hyperparathyroidism. No localized adenoma. Most recent chemistries improve. Kidney function improve. Calcium improve. Blood pressure fairly well controlled. She taking no calcium or vitamin D supplementation. Workup has been negative. There is no anemia. There is normal electrolyte acid base. Nothing to change for potassium or phosphorus binders. Chemistry is in a regular basis. Come back in 6 months.